hope you enjoy this message from St. Martin C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
COVID-19 was certainly not what we planned for in 2020, and it is a lot to get our heads around the sudden changes that are happening, even though here in Christchurch we are used to having to adjust to sudden changes like that. It's still quite a lot to do when you actually face up to it. And it's interesting that watching the media and what they're saying about, well, this too will pass and keep calm and carry on and all those sort of messages, I can see they're trying to inspire hope. I was a little bit disappointed but not surprised that Jacinda Ardern didn't ask us to pray. She just said, well, let's help each other out. But man, what a time to pray for our nation. And what a opportunity we have to share a message of hope to those around us who maybe are losing hope and are really anxious at this time. So that's what we're going to look at. That's the sermon for the next few weeks, is we're looking at hope and that source of hope and where we get it from. So here's the first scripture today, is from John chapter 14. And why we're looking at this is Jesus is with his disciples just before his crucifixion, which is obviously what we're leading up to with Easter coming up soon. And he wants to inspire them. He wants to give them hope. By the way, if this is working now and you're live on stream on Facebook, welcome. Great to have you with us this morning. So we're going to turn to John chapter 14 in verse 1. And here Jesus is recognizing the emotion that they're going through and giving hope to his disciples, because he knows that they're going to face a crisis within the next few days. So he says this: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So he's recognizing that they're feeling anxious, but he's saying, continue to believe in me. Continue to put your trust in me. You know who I am. You know that I am connected in a close relationship with my Father. We will be there for you. We will get you through this. But then he changes tack a little bit. He says, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me where I am." Now, I think that's kind of odd. Like, Jesus is going, you're going to face this crisis, as we are at the moment. I'm going to give you hope. Now, here's the hope. I'm going away, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And you're kind of going, well, how is that helpful? How is the knowledge of heaven, how is the reality that God has a future kingdom in store for us, help us in our current crisis and trials? Well, the first thing that I think Jesus was trying to convey to his disciples, and he was trying to convey to us now, is that the reality of heaven shows us that whatever we are going through now, COVID-19 or whatever it is, it's temporary compared to the big picture of eternity. And we need to remind ourselves that he will be here, we will get through this, and then there is a security beyond what we are currently facing. And we've got to put our security somewhere, right? When you're going through a crisis, you want, you know, okay, I need some firm foundation here. I need to know, come on, this isn't going to change, right? I'm going to still have my job or my house or whatever it is. And we put our confidence in maybe our employer or our friends or our family or insurance companies when we're going through earthquakes, although maybe some of us aren't so, you know, happy with insurance companies now after the experience of the last few years. But we've got to put our security somewhere, right? But Jesus says, put your security in me. Put your security in the ultimate purpose that I have for you and in the future. There is, in the context of, I don't know, weeks, months, or however long this crisis we're going to go through goes for, what Jesus sees is the bigger picture. That he is shaping us and molding our lives and preparing the world that we live in for an eternity with him. And we will look back one day and go, man, that was a tough time, but it's nothing compared to eternity, right? Agree? He says this, Romans 8, Paul says this in Romans 8, and we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predetermined to be in his family, those he called, those he justified, they will be glorified. Now, we don't talk about that word glorified very often, but in this imperfect world that we live in, and we're reminded at the moment of how imperfect it is, there is a place, there is a glory that is set before us that is truly amazing, where we are perfected and we live in a perfect environment of heaven. Isn't that our hope? Doesn't that give us a sure foundation for the future? That whatever this leads to now, our future is secured. And that is a hopeful message that people around us need. They need to hear that there is more to life than this. Whatever we're going through now, there is more to life than this. Romans 8 verse 18 says this, I consider our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And as we've been singing about today, and I thought Phil had a great choice of songs there, and the lyrics, if you're listening to them, very powerful, implying this same thing, the message was the same, that this suffering that we're going through now, this uncertainty, this anxiety, this self-isolation, all the things that are being imposed on us, not worth comparing to the glory that we're going to see in the future. Keep our vision on the big picture. Keep our vision on him and what he has for us. That is what Jesus is telling his disciples. You'll be glorified one day. All of this will be sorted. The world will be perfected one day. You'll be perfected one day. I'm going to bring this all together. I'm going to make this work. Isn't it good to know there's no pandemics in heaven? There's no death. There's no pain. There's no suffering. There is glory. There is perfection. There is goodness. And there is peace. At the end of this talk that Jesus has with his disciples, right at the end of the chapters, in chapter 16, verse 33, is kind of the last, his final closing statements with his disciples. And we'll look at all the stuff in between over the next couple of weeks. But just to draw your attention to where he gets to, is John 16, verse 33, says this, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, don't we know it? But take heart, I have overcome the world. And I am so grateful, as many of you are here today, that you have a relationship with God. You know him. Because you have a peace. Now, I know it may be a bit shaken over the last few days, but there is a peace that you have. The big picture future that you know. The presence of God that is in you. The knowledge that he will walk you through this trial and tribulation. That will sustain us over the coming weeks. And that's also our message of hope to the world around us. And I want to just pause at this point and just pray into that if we can. Can we pray? Let's pray. Lord God, as we live in a world that's very unsettled at the moment and is desperate for peace, Lord, I pray that we would be instruments of your peace. In our interactions this week, Lord, we would communicate the peace that is on our hearts. Lord, the peace that we've found in you. Lord, if we're not at peace today, if we're feeling anxious, if we are unsettled in our hearts, Lord, I pray that as we turn to you right now, as we look into the face of the one who assured us that heaven is real and that you provided us a way to get there and that you are sustaining us in the present and preparing us for the future, Lord, I pray that you would bring your peace right now. Lord, a supernatural peace that transcends our understanding, settles our spirits, focuses us on you, focuses us on the big picture purpose that you have. And Lord, that peace would emanate through our whole being right now. And Lord, we'd be settled in your peace. And as we are, may that be a message of hope that we bring to the world around us. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
The next part of the scripture, John chapter 14, verse 4, Jesus goes on to say this to his disciples. You know the place where I am going. But Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? They're anxious about this now. They're going, what's going on here? Where are you going and how do we get there? And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Again, this is our message, people. As we reach out to, I don't know, the seniors around your street that you can help out, or people that are anxious in your workplace or in your place of study or the connections that you have, our message is a message of hope, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that there is only one way to the Father. And if we communicate that hope and keep sharing that message of hope, then maybe we'll see many people come to faith through this time of crisis. Wouldn't that be good? A lot of good that comes out of a really bad situation. In Matthew 16, verse 26, Jesus says this, what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what could they give in exchange for their soul? An interesting article I saw this week. I can't remember which website, maybe Stuff, but I can't remember which one. You're kind of reading all these different websites at the moment. And one of the things that I heard earlier on, this was probably going back a couple of weeks, the article when it was originally written, when the US, the outbreak was significant there but not here. There's billionaires flying on their private jets into Queenstown and going into their bolt holes in the, you know, in their holiday houses and things like that, because they perceived that New Zealand was safer. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting that, you know, when the heat gets put on, when people are really under pressure, they're like, right, I'm out of here, and where do I find security? Where am I going to sort of, you know, anchor, you know, find a safe place to be? And yet Jesus is saying here, you know, if we're trying to find that in the world, we may never find it. And at the moment, this crisis shows us this. And he's saying, make it your top priority to sort out your eternal future. And there will be people at the moment that will be going, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this. And what if I die? There'll be a real fear of death in people that we talk to. And we can share this message of hope and say, hey, what Easter is all about is this, that Jesus came to give you a secure future. That is a love that's greater than death. You can be sure that heaven is real. How can we be sure that heaven is real? Because Jesus is telling his disciples here that it is real. And he should know. And I remember when that truth gripped me I was a young man. I watched a video by Ian McCormick. I don't know if you remember, if any of you guys seen that. But Ian McCormick was stung by box of jellyfish, and he had a near-death experience, basically. And God revealed heaven to him. And suddenly, heaven became real for me. It wasn't just something that we talked about in church, but I went, wow, there really is life after death. And that reframes your whole life. It changes the way you live when you are absolutely sure that there is life after death. Be sure of that today. And as you're sure of it, take that message of hope to those around you. And let them know that the only way they're going to get there is through Jesus. They're not. They might say, oh, well, I'm a good person. There is nothing in the Bible that says if you work hard enough and you're a good enough person, you'll get to heaven. Actually, the message of the Bible is the complete opposite to that. It says Jesus needed to come to be our substitute, to be the sacrifice that we needed, because nothing imperfect could go into heaven, and we're all imperfect. Our world is imperfect. We are imperfect. God had to redeem us. And he did that through Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says this, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering of our sin, so that we could be made right with God." Through Christ. Isn't that our message of hope? That our message of hope at Easter time, the good news is that your eternal future can be secured. Doesn't matter if you get sick. Doesn't matter even if you lose your life. That's a tragedy here. But at least you're securing your eternal future. That's the most important thing. And don't assume that you've got it. There'll be people around you that will go, yeah, I'm good. I'll get to heaven. Are you sure of that? And in light of that, there's a whole lot of hope booklets on the back table. And if you're watching online and you want to come into the office during the week and come and collect some, do so. I was going to have one to hold one up, but they're the little blue booklets that they're there. Now, they're going actually out over the next, well, last week and over the next couple of weeks, right across our nation. And I think, man, this is a very interesting time that people are getting this message of hope. And it's really powerful. There is a lot in there about Christians and how they set up the first hospitals and how God heals and how God gives hope. And I'm thinking, man, how timely is this? How powerful is this? And at the end of that booklet, it gives a message of salvation, the Easter message. So use that. If you want to take some with you so that you can hand out to people, or if you're in conversations with people, just say, hey, here's a little booklet that churches around New Zealand have produced. Have a think about it. If you've got any questions, just come and ask me about it. We can do that. That's something practical that we can do. Because what Jesus is saying here is that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. We need to remember the message of Easter again, that it's only in him that we have life. It's only in him that we have that secure future. Our security isn't based on how we're going to get through this crisis. Now, of course, that's important, and we all want to get through it. Let's support each other as we go through this. And as a church, we're going to pull together, and we're going to help each other get through this. But it's not just, our hope isn't just in what we can do for each other. Our hope is in what Christ has done for us. What he's done for us in providing salvation to secure our future in eternity. And give us his Holy Spirit to sustain us and give us peace in the current situation that we're in. There is a lot of hope that we hold in our hearts. May that hope sustain you over in the coming weeks, and may it be a message that you share with others. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hey, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that in our imperfection and in our sin and in our trials and tribulations and the messed up world that we are in, you came and you intervened. You came and brought life. You came and brought heaven to earth. You came and secured our future with you. And Lord, you know our hearts, that it's easy for us to not be at peace at the moment. We're all concerned. We're all anxious about what the future holds. But what you're reminding us of today is the real big picture, is that you are holding us in your hands. This is no surprise to you. You knew this was coming. And so you will come and bring your peace. You'll come and bring your spirit to fill us with power, to fill us with your presence. And Lord, I pray that as we are sustained by that, as we're encouraged by that, Lord, that we would be, just really settled in our spirits in the peace that we have in you. And we would share that message of peace with those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.